Pastafarian uprising stuns the Middle East. It's 11th of August, 2006. Reverend Zimulator reporting for UN News. Bint Jubayla, something. Lebanon. Gowana News Network reporting. An uprising of zealous new converts to Pastafarianism has poured petrol on the burning man that is the Middle East, baffling Israeli soldiers, dismaying Hezbollah guerrillas, and bringing about the imposition of martial law from Algeria to Iran. The unexpected explosion of violence from the normally peaceful, if somewhat smug, followers of the Flying Spaghetti Monster was at its most intense in southern Lebanon, where berserk bands of Pastafarians in full pirate regalia attacked both Israeli and Hezbollah combatants with cutlasses and flintlock pistols. One of the first Israeli casualties of the Pastafarian assault was Corporal Irving Goldstein of the 44th Kvetching Brigade, who suffered a deep cutlass gash in his head from a Pastafarian he identified as an old school friend named Shlomo Gertz. Quote, "I couldn't believe it," unquote, said a visibly shaken Goldstein. Quote, "My squad was having a shootout with these Hezbollah putzes when all of a sudden all these fakakta pirates came out of nowhere. I shot about six of them, but they just kept coming. One of them cut my head open with a sword. I fell over backwards and had blood in my eyes, and all I could hear was the pirate laughing. Then he said, 'Mazel tov, motherfucker,' and I recognized his voice. I said, 'Shlomo, you schmendrick, what the hell are you doing?' He said, 'I'm a Pastafarian now, and all you Jew bastards are going to die. We're reclaiming Mount Sinai for the spaghetti monster.' I said, 'Shlomo, you schmuck, Mount Sinai is in Egypt, not Lebanon. Didn't you take geography? Oh, that's right. You kept cutting class to shtup that shiksa from the kibbutz. You always did think with your schlong.' He just shrugged and said, 'Whatever,' and he was about to give me the coup de grace when he noticed a Hezbollah rocket launcher I'd been trying to get in the first place and went running towards that, saying he had to protect the lives of his Balinese brothers in Haifa. 'Just wait till I tell my mother and she calls Mrs. Gertz,'" unquote. In Iraq, converts to Pastafarianism, which became an overnight sensation in the Middle East after being featured on Al Jazeera, fought pitched battles with American and Iraqi troops, Sunni insurgents, Shiite militias, and Kurdish taxi drivers. Governments of Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and Iran instituted martial law to try and to bring an end to the gaily clad carnage. The World Communion of Flying Spaghetti Monster issued a fatwa against the violence, saying Pastafarians must respect all faiths, especially intelligent design, and that martyrs don't get to shag their choice of Keira Knightley or Johnny Depp. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.